Ham?
Thank you, Monty. And thank you, barbecue enthusiasts out there.
Oh, now he thinks if he placates to them, maybe they'll back off.
Bad move. It doesn't work. They're going to continue to go for the jugular.
I'm not saying I know all the answers, but...
Did you just shut off for a minute?
Yeah.
Oh.
You had nothing. Yeah. Okay.
I have nothing, yeah.
Right. Powered down.
All right, bye. So we would like to use this space as a proper send-off to a friend who is no longer with us at the station. Monty, I don't know if you know this, but prior to joining Work in Progress, both Danielle Janes and I,
thank you,
did a Saturday show with one Ryan Medellin Medellin, who has now since moved on from the ticket.
Good, strong peen one.
Yes, I am aware, because Ryan was a longtime ticker man on this show.
Yes.
This very show.
And we all move up, we all move on at some point. It's going to happen to us all. But I'd like to stop down for a minute and replay some great moments that Ryan was a part of.
He's had a lot of them.
He's had a lot of them.
On his Saturday show?
Everywhere.
Both his Saturday show and other places. Yeah.
Okay.
But mainly his Saturday show.
His Saturday show.
Yes. And if you know one thing about Ryan, he might have had a contentious relationship with whoever was running the board at the time. A lot of the time on Saturdays, it happened to be EA.
Almost every time.
Almost every time.
Well, you can do with EA.
It's hard to believe, I know.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but EA, very strong personality.
I was gonna
say, same with Ryan.
You get those explosive personalities together.
Fireworks happen. Even when I talk to EA, he's pretty humble.
Well, we'll play you some clips.
Man, it gets me upset.
Clips. First clips is, for whatever reason, EA, just starting off as a board op, decided that he would add his own commentary via drops into the show. Even so much as the start of the show, he might play a clip if he thought something was wrong.
Which, I mean, for the most part, for board ops...
Yeah, you wanted them to play drops.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want them to play drops this early in the show.
Because it is time for a little afternoon delight. Noon to 2 here on The Ticket, Saturdays. The greatest show ever to sit in this time slot.
Is that EA?
On the weekends. Oh, EA, do you have somebody else that was better? You playing a drop there that we're not? That's EA Azad, our board op. Please enlighten us with who was better.
You inserted yourself into our show, so what's up?
Hey.
Oh.
Anyways, it is me, Ryan Medellin.
So does it kill all momentum that a show begins and your board operator is taking shots at you immediately saying your show sucks?
Pretty awesome. I wouldn't do it, but I'm glad he did it.
Yes. Now... Do you feel like whenever Ryan bowed up that EA stepped two?
No.
And was ready to go back at him?
What?
Hey.
Well, also, that wasn't time one between EA and Ryan. That wasn't the first one. They had many run-ins before.
That might have been the first buzzer, though. The first time he played a buzzer, something he said.
Here's what it is. That might have been one of the first ones that was featured on other programs during the week that suddenly started to get some shine on EA because others knew that he could set off Ryan and that it would lead to these uncomfortable moments.
And as we now know of EA, he relishes in any kind of exposure.
He got a taste of the fame monster.
But I do think at some point he tried to distance from this because I've had to pull this audio from alternative sources. I think he might have purged our folders, EA.
You think so?
Of some fights.
You think EA knows how to go into folders and delete stuff?
That's a great follow-up. Maybe not.
You think EA is like Zoolander and...
Banging on it with a monkey wrench? Yeah, I think so, actually.
I don't know. I don't know that EA would do that, because I'm pretty sure EA was a big fan of A Little Afternoon Delight.
If anything, I would think that EA would be copying clips of himself into everybody's folder and putting it at the top so that we would see it.
Yeah, I've heard a version of... George's Paul in a drop with EA in it. where he's like, he's just inserting himself. He's like Forrest Gump, just every
he's
big
in every situation.
Was EA there?
Yeah, like EA was the one who made Lee Corso mad.
Well, you might think that's the only time they've ever gotten crossways. Think again, because once again, as a common theme on Afternoon Delight, it usually always happened during the open.
It's 12:18 here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 13:10. The ticket.
We're on a streak now.
It's abrupt. I'm pretty sure it goes longer than that. Anyways, it's Ryan Medellin. It's
shorter every time, actually.
noon to 2 here on the ticket, our normal time slot for some Afternoon Delight. Yes, that voice you just heard, it was the man that abandoned me last week.
So pause it real quick. So here he introduces DJ and they talk for a little bit. Then he comes back around to introduce the rest of the crew.
No, the only weasel. Running the board, EA Azad.
What happened on that music trade there, buddy?
Loud himself the largest applause.
Well, someone, when he records it and edits it, I would assume would, you know, put a little longer.
Ryan, you're talking about?
I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying, usually when you edit something, you add a little extra, you know, and then when I get presented to it, you know, 30 minutes ago, and then.
That is a good point.
You did not agree.
I saw two chickens with razor blades just standing in a ring and I kicked one of them just to stir it up a little bit. Let's get this thing going.
See, that one I imagine was doctored because if memory serves, that might have been one where one insisted the other one call him a sir.
Yes. And like I said, these have since been purged from the system. I'll have to do further investigations to find that exact one.
But tension was high on that show.
And
I feel like we just are bro-ing down on Sundays.
Yeah.
There were a lot more fights that happened on Saturdays.
Did you have the one where it was post Summer Bash?
We'll get to that one.
Okay.
But like Jock Peterson being in his head, at some point with EA just throwing so many spike strips down, it starts to get in Ryan's head that every board op is out to get him, to where every board op thinks that Ryan is out to get them as well, which is the case for the next following week after that incident.
Than anticipated, probably. Normally noon to 2 here on the
Still
ticket.
The open.
Ryan Medellin, DJ Ringenberg, Matt Birmingham producing the effort. Kevin Landrum, our fearless board op for this morning. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. I see what you tried to do.
Do what?
I had to put that fade out in there.
No, it keeps going. You have to fade it yourself. You are in control of when the fade happens.
I know. I got you. No dropout.
You know, I don't understand what's so hard with our intro. Last week we had issues with EA, and now Kevin's giving us crap about it.
Why does Ryan always fight with the board up?
The third straight week.
I don't fight with the board up.
You just fade it out.
That's Ryan Baldwin on tickers.
Man, what a dynamo show y'all had. Y'all had two full-time ticker men on your show then.
Boy, kind of had FM DJ Lando, too. He was sounded real chipper.
I see what you're doing to me.
Tried to pull a fast
Ryan
one.
Tried to pull a fast one on me, I see.
I'm glad to be a part of a little Afternoon Delight.
Our next feature of Ryan, at one point I think I did accuse him of not knowing EA's name, which also was...
not good?
Not good.
It's Ryan. It's DJ.
It's still
start
the open.
Of the start of the show.
EA on the board.
Amazing.
Kevin Landrum.
We're just
taking tickers.
Do you not know his last name? This is twice you've introduced him by just EA.
EA is odd.
Okay.
You just everybody knows him as EA.
Okay.
I even know his real name. Stop trying to call me out, bro.
Okay.
Why do we let him on the show?
All he does.
He's introduced everybody on the crew, full name except for EA. Just thought I'd throw
because
that out.
EA is a nickname.
Okay,
I appreciate that, him.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Take his side.
That was very sweet.
No, it's fine. You're fine.
I want to give the man his credit.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we talk
you
some sports.
Credit for what?
I don't
having
know.
A name.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
Can I get back to my show?
Whoa! My. Oh,
all right.
Excuse
Sorry.
Me.
Coming up in 15 minutes, sports controversy, where, yes, I will talk some F1.
Ooh, what a threat.
Which, in honor, we're watching F1 right now.
Why did y'all's show every single week, right out of the gates, have a big clothesline that as second y'all would start running, you get hung up on it and couldn't go anywhere.
It was like, get back to my show.
It was like the Aurora Borealis. Sometimes you can't explain things.
It's like in the Olympics when the gates open for the skiers, but it's just a cliff. They just fall up the side of the mountain. As soon as the show starts, it just goes out. Or there's just a brick wall in front of it that you splatter into.
Boy, I'd love that every clip, yeah, you still have your intro going.
Now, this next one doesn't have the intro, but this is one that you alluded to. This was after a Summer Bash. Ryan did, I think it was Wagon Wheel at Summer Bash, and we replayed some of the music.
I think I was in for you on this one, DJ.
And EA took shots at him again.
Last verse was pretty shaky, but I thought it sounded decent. I think we did. You always wonder coming in the next morning how it's going to sound because you don't get to hear it until you hear the audio. And I would say better than I thought.
Oh, didn't get the EA approval on that one.
We had him on our side
at
first.
He's trying to get me, but I'm not going to let him. I'm not going to let him do it.
I'm just being honest. I'm
going to be calm over here.
If you want to be a superstar, you should have prepared.
All right, well, now let's hear EA's song.
All right, EA, let's hear your song, buddy.
Let's hear EA's song.
Yeah, let's hear EA's song.
Next year, invite me and I will.
You were invited. And you left a sweaty, hot mess. I want you to go over there and come in here and tell me that I don't have talent and I need to better prepare.
Come back with a song to do karaoke with coming out on the next break.
This guy. I held it in as long as I could. It's been like 3 weeks since I've given EA a proper ripping.
I don't think you've given him enough. I would keep going.
Yeah. What's he done? Radio superstar in there.
Sitting so confident and fearless behind your little board with your buttons.
We'll come back from break and he'll sing for us.
Yeah, we'll.
We should go to break. It's a bit late, but that was Ticket Summer Bash. Justin, we will get you there next year, and maybe we three could do a song together.
I'd like to think I embodied you there, DJ, where I also tried to just throw a match in between the two of them and see what catches on fire.
Look, you got to know your role in a situation like that. And objectively... Yeah, that's sorry of EA to call somebody out. Who
if you want to be a superstar, you should have prepared.
That's a great line, though.
Who had the guts to get on stage and sing in front of...
Play guitar. What instrument does EA play can he sing?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You suck, though.
That's where we get the radio superstar.
Who else can sing underwater like EA does?
Monterey, the wild, wild west, and it gets me upset sometimes, man.
All right, I back down.
Well, yeah, we say goodbye to Ryan Medlin. We had a lot of good clips, too.
They're not as fun as
that last one's so good, though, because he gets so borderline psycho.
I'm not going to let him get me. He had a month where we had no issues before he just uncorked on him.
For Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I can let him get to me. Not today. And he breaks every time.
It wasn't Dylan.
All right. Goodbye, Ryan. We love you.
We love you, Ryan.
Stay hard, Ryan. Even though I didn't have to push them too hard to come to Sunday morning.
What does that mean? We weren't...
I expected a big fight with Ryan.
We don't get asked what we want to do. We get told where to go.
Yeah.
I got the emails. 11:14 here on the ticket.
Produce it.
Sunday brunch next. Thank you so much, Ham. 11:40 is the time here on the ticket. We're work in progress. Justin Montemayor, DJ Ringenberg, Matt Birmingham. We got Connor in there, and we got Michael Dixon. And we must wrap up the show, as we always do here on a little work in progress, with the whip around.
They do the whip around. Everybody's doing the whip around.
Sorry.
It's okay, Daddy.
No problem.
Dump that.
No, we don't need to dump it.
It's too late. Wasn't that funny?
Pretty funny. Do you want to play your audio?
Kinda.
We called an audible earlier in the show. Or I did. I was at the line. I was gonna run a nice little, you know, three go route, something underneath pass play. I read heavy blitz, and I switched it up because we were going to ask EA about the latest episode of his podcast, and he seemed a little upset.
You wimped out is what happened.
EA is my friend, and I didn't want to make him more upset. And so I didn't want to play this for him and get him all mad. But now that he's probably at home sleeping.
Now that his back is turned. Now the arrows start flying.
We're not going to play the whole thing that we wanted to play because, again, we're not playing, we're not wronging him. If anything, we're platforming something he put out there.
Absolutely.
But we did hear this and thought, this is one of the funnier misspeaks that I've heard in a long time.
I'm not. I'm going to be in this for the end.
Sorry.
Yeah, we got
this.
This
is where he's at the beginning of his podcast. We'll help him out. Turn off your mics with him and Creighton. Where he is ranting about something he read somewhere where he read about, you know, a hater giving him crap or something. And he is letting the world know he is not going to quit. He's not going to give up on his dreams.
Good for him.
He's going to do whatever he can to make it in this media business.
And we encourage that.
And he and Creighton do a lot of work together. And a lot of that is built on their camaraderie or another word.
But I promise you, I'm not quitting. I'm not. I'm going to be in this till the end. I promise you that. So don't f*** with me. Don't get in my way.
I won't.
I'm coming for you. Everybody in the world of media, I'm coming for you. This broadcast, this podcast that we're doing, I believe so highly in it that I know that our Rappaport is so good that we are going to take down the top guys in the world.
Now, hold on. If he was speaking as an NFL Network executive,
right,
that would make 100% sense.
Yeah.
Look, our Rappaport is going to take down the rest of the medias. They're not going to be able to handle what our Rappaport can do.
Ian Rappaport gets fed all of the news, and he's
a big-time NFL newsbreaker.
Yeah.
The problem is, what I think he was referring to was the word rapport.
That most definitely he was.
That I know that our Rappaport is so good.
And part of why it's extra funny, the parts that...
How fired up he is.
How fired up he is, yeah. And he's fired up because he's calling out someone who called him out, and he brings up, you know, I'm not a mushmouth, I'm an excellent broadcaster and all that.
Yeah.
And then you drop the Rappaport.
Not a great look.
Not a reference to Michael Rappaport or any of the other people with the name Rappaport out there.
Those are the two I have, Ian and Michael.
Yeah. Rapport.
Yeah.
Rapport.
Very funny, though. Anytime we can get EA with a full head of steam, we can get Juggernaut EA, where you, good luck slowing him down.
Good luck calming him down.
You got to get one of those, like, rhino darts to put in his neck.
It's not affecting him at all.
You need, like, a little Gatling gun full of them.
If anything, he's madder.
Just light him up. Because he'll get going, and he was going. And the best thing about that rant is he is really going, again, letting the world know how he is not quitting this business. And the whole time you would think, okay, maybe his co-host Creighton is like, yeah, Creighton? Dude, you're right. Let's do this thing. Let's go guns blazing.
Yeah, matching his speed.
Maybe we do two podcasts a week, and we try to take down this media world.
Finally, we get the video that they've been teasing here for weeks.
Right. Instead, Creighton's like, oh, I wonder where this guy was talking crap to you at.
And he just on the podcast starts looking for it.
He's like looking on his Twitter, looking at Reddit.
And once he brings up Reddit, EA's like, all right, you can stop looking for it.
Just trying to up in
poor EA. Don't even look at it.
Well, again, I at least sit uncomfortably behind EA.
Well, here's the thing. I can give EA advice that you can't, Monty. In this case.
How to get a woman?
Two things that I can give EA advice on that maybe I'm in better position for. EA's got to learn one thing. If you got a public-facing job, there's going to be some haters out there. If you check online, the Musers have haters.
Yep.
And they're arguably the greatest morning show in the history of histories.
Oh, let's hear the rest of your top five then, DJ.
Not everybody's going to like the barbecue you like.
Exactly. It's not about your barbecue.
See, Ham can relate to this, too.
You're not lumping your barbecue with the Musers.
Ham.
My point is...
And people calling you a mushmouth? Not new.
No, not at all. You're not the first person.
It sounds like you have, like, the ladies be tripping of barbecue.
No one knows that reference anymore. You're going to, even if you put out a solid product, you're going to have people who exist just to try to pull you down. Now...
I guess.
See, you can't relate to that.
Yeah, that's why you can't relate.
You're the internet's darling. You're America's favorite backup quarterback.
Yeah, it's worth so much. It's gotten me so far in my career.
But, you know, some of us get it worse than others. I certainly would never complain about criticism I get because other people get it so much worse and have gotten it so much worse. But I've definitely got the haters that are posting funny stuff. But you just have to kind of accept that, and you have to spin that into something a little bit more positive than taking 10 minutes of your podcast to anonymously call somebody out that I guess called him out online somewhere. It's not good for the mental health. You gotta keep your chin up. Stack good days on top of good days.
Stupid
if you
fan.
Will.
I call them and I'm willing to call them out. Stupid fans.
Wasn't a great look when he started his ticket career by being like, this is why I'm in here and y'all are out there listening sometimes, man. It gets me upset.
There's a reason why we're up here and y'all are listening sometimes, man. It gets me upset.
It's strong. I mean, there's...
Like, I can't remember in the history of the station anyone outside of maybe like Rocco directly telling listeners, I'm a big deal and you're not.
I'll correct you. The Bob, not the next dude in the cubicle over,
yeah.
is,
you know
the,
what?
Is
That's
the perfect
probably...
example. And he
Ditto.
And he was mercilessly, you know, replayed it and learned his lesson of, all right, yeah, even though Bob is a pretty elite broadcaster, I guess,
Indeed.
By just about any measure, you know, had a pretty good career here.
Got the job already.
I like
the job.
Job security.
He likes the job.
Yeah. Clearly EA is gunning for it, so I gotta protect, I gotta insulate myself a little bit, but yeah, there's, anytime you do that, it's almost not gonna work out good for you. You're kind of feeding the trolls, and it's just really not necessary. Just put out good work and you'll be fine.
Yeah. I, on the other hand, am like, dude, anyone could do what we do. Or maybe they couldn't.
See, you just ride the fence like Monty and never have an opinion actually on anything, and everybody loves you then.
Everyone loves being lukewarm. It feels great.
I can't believe the Mavericks traded Luka.
But well,
I do like Anthony Davis, though.
You know what I mean? He
Showed
was
us something.
Getting a little chunky.
You know, Cowboys just have a good draft here. We could be looking at a pretty good season, guys.
Brian Schottenheimer is pretty young. Maybe could be innovative.
Although they have struggled here for 25 years. I don't really know. Boy, a Monty sports segment to a T. We don't even need you. We don't need you in here. Ham could just play your part.
All right.
That's not true.
No, I can't.
Sorry, Ham.
Let's get out of here. I'm going to go watch Sinners.
Today?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say where because I don't want to get accosted. Kellen accosted.
You don't want to sign autographs before?
Isn't that FC Dallas shout out?
But no, I am going to go see that today. I was going to talk about that a little bit here, but I'm glad we got to talk a little EA. Maybe next week I'll review Sinners.
Sweet.
All right, let's get out of here.
On Easter, dude? What?
We will. That's true.
Classless.
We are jerks in progress. All right, let's get out of here. Thank you, Ham. Thank you, DJ. What? Thank you, Connor. Thank you, Michael Dixon. We will be back next Sunday from 9 until noon. We'll see you then.
He is risen. She is risen.
Ish.